Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Michael Costa and Ronnie J.
Costa.
And I'm Rodney Chang. That's right, tonight you're getting two hosts for the price of one.
Wait, are they cutting our paychecks in half?
No, they're just not paying you. All right, so let's just get right into the headlines.
Let's kick things off with some sad news that might tug at your heartstrings. President Donald Trump might be going to jail. Yeah! We all react to grief differently, but yes, prosecutors in one of Trump's 400 court cases might have found a surprise witness, one of his own lawyers.
Some breaking news right now. Donald Trump's former lawyer just pleaded guilty. Sidney Powell is who we're talking about, now entering into a plea agreement in the Georgia election subversion case.
This is a deal that comes just one day before her trial was due to start. And as part of this plea deal, she has agreed that she will testify in any future trials, which raises the possibility that she could testify against Trump in the future, which obviously is a huge deal.
That's right. Sidney Powell might be flipping on the Don. And if you don't remember Sidney Powell, she was Trump's craziest lawyer, which is amazing considering that Trump's other lawyers included this guy and this guy. Being Trump's craziest lawyer is like being the most divorced dad at an Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites, not an embassy, and definitely not sweet. Now, under this plea deal, Powell will avoid prison time, but she will have to pay a $9,000 fine and write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia.
I mean, just a letter. This woman actively tried to steal an election. Least she could do is apologize door to door like a sex offender.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sidney Powell. I molested democracy. Good point, Ronnie. Yeah. At the very least, she should write an apology to Mike Pence for almost getting him hanged. I mean, obviously, he won't read it because he considers receiving mail from a woman to be a form of sex, but it's good etiquette.
I mean, Costa, I gotta say, you know, Sidney Powell sounds like a pretty great lawyer, to be honest. Wow. I mean, man, she got treason down to an apology letter. Like, that's amazing negotiation. Is she still practicing? Because I might want to hire her.
Wait, why would you hire a criminal lawyer? You have legal problems?
No, nothing major, just some minor drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking, like fentanyl?
Oh, no, like anything you want, man. I can hook it up. Yeah. All right, let's move on to some breaking news from the world of AI. Every day, people are using AI for groundbreaking things, like cheating on their homework or drawing the Mona Lisa with giant boobs. But now, researchers are using it to unlock ancient human mysteries.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is allowing researchers at the University of Kentucky to read an ancient scroll burned by Mount Vesuvius.
Now, the scrolls are too fragile to unfurl, but UK's Dr. Brent Seals and his team of researchers have developed technology to try and read what's on the scrolls without opening them. One word that's already been deciphered is purple, but a more recent discovery has given scientists more to translate.
Wow. Purple. I mean, I was hoping for ancient wisdom or like how to summon a demon, but yeah, you know, mixing red and blue is cool too, I guess. Although, if we can't read the scroll ourselves, how do we know if the AI is right? What, we're just gonna trust it? Because ChatGPT told me 3 days ago that Gandhi invented the cinnamon challenge, so. Anyway, it's also a waste of time because I already know what's gonna be on that scroll, okay? It's gonna be someone writing, hey, sure hope that volcano doesn't kill everyone in town. Purple.
Yeah, I mean, do we wanna know what ancient people have to say? We always think it's gonna be something profound, but it's always just, it's human. It's gonna be something racist, don't you think? I mean, think about how racist your grandpa was, 60 years older than you. Imagine if he was just 2,000 years older.
Yeah, like, I don't wanna read someone's 2,000 old tweets. Yeah. And I agree. Also, like, what are we looking for in there? Like, what kind of wisdom? How smart can these people be? Yeah. Like, they put their most important documents next to a volcano.
That's true. And they say it's too delicate to unravel. Well, how do you know? Have you tried to unravel it?
Yeah, but, good point.
Yeah.
Yo, just pick the least important looking one and open it.
Open the scroll.
Open the scroll.
Open the scroll.
Open the scroll. Open the scroll. Open the scroll. Open the scroll. Open the scroll.
Let's move on.
Open the scroll.
Let's move on to America's new. Let's move on to America's new national pastime, book banning. States around the country are trying to ban any books that expose their children to diversity. But now one prominent children's book publisher is standing up and saying, hey, we can help you with that.
Changes are coming to school book fairs after several states passed laws limiting discussions of race and gender in schools. Scholastic announced its fairs will now have a separate section for books covering race, gender, and sexuality.
The new diverse books category includes 64 titles, such as biographies of Malala and LeBron James, as well as books about same-sex families. Schools can opt to exclude all these books from their sales.
Hold on. Yeah. So now bigots can just check a box and now all the books will be removed? Come on, guys. If you're going to be racist and sexist, you can't also be lazy. You know? You got to put the work in. You go through the books and find all the race and gender stuff yourself. Look, and who knows? You know, maybe if you actually take the time to read these books that you think are so terrible, actually absorb them, you might just find out that all kids' books are terrible, you know? I love you, Ronnie, man.
Yeah. For more on this story, let's go live to an elementary school not far from here with our senior book fair expert, Troy Wada. Troy, it's a real scandal keeping kids from reading these classic books.
No, I think they should be kept from kids. Have you actually read some of these books? They get really graphic. Mm. I mean, James crawls right up inside that peach. Like right up in there.
Troy, come on. Even if some of these books are a little mature, kids should be able to buy them if they're curious.
No, the last thing we need is a bunch of bi-curious kids. Okay, that is no way to treat our children. Well, your children. I don't have them. Kids are disgusting.
Okay, look, Troy, we all think kids are disgusting, okay? You're not special. But do you really believe these books are gonna warp kids' minds?
Okay, well, actually, if I can get personal for a second, I am a living example of how damaging these books can be. When I was in school, I read a Japanese manga book, and look at me now. I am half Japanese.
Wait, the book turned you half Japanese.
Yeah, and why only half?
Well, I didn't finish it. But as you can see, the damage was done. That's how influential books are.
Okay, so I guess the solution is to separate the books.
No, actually, separating them has been a disaster. Have you ever told a child that they can't have something? It becomes the only thing they want. These kids have stormed the forbidden section like it was a Nickelodeon version of January 6th. They beat Cocomelon with a flagpole. There was poop on Nancy's desk, but that was because a first grader had an accident. They must have read that book, Everyone Poops.
Okay, well, Troy, I'm still reading that, so no spoilers, please. Look, man, if banning books doesn't work, then how can schools protect kids?
Well, I think the only answer is a compromise. Stop banning books, but also stop teaching kids how to read.
Oh. Okay, that works for me. Troy Iwata, everybody.
Yeah.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The nation tonight on the war in the Middle East. Luckily, he has a special skill when it comes to speaking, and we found the guy who taught it to him.
All right, testing levels. Let me know if you can hear this.
I'm Joe Biden, soul of America, Scranton.
That works for me.
I'm Nolan Peacock, and I'm Joe Biden's senior whisper advisor.
I don't in any way dismiss what Senator Murphy says about the environment. Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind him, I wrote the bill on the environment.
Before the president gives any speech, it's my job to comb through it and find the most jarring moments for him to whisper.
All right, what do you think about this?
1.9 trillion.
Yeah, that's the spot right there.
I got them. $1.9 trillion already. They're going to be getting checks in the mail from Constantine Mitchell this week for child care.
Here's my idol, old Teddy Roosevelt. You all remember what he said, right? Speak softly.
And carry a big stick.
What's that?
And carry a big stick.
I'm not familiar. You may wonder, why whisper? I'll tell you why.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Exactly. You see, now you're interested. As a whisper advisor, you're always looking for new inspirations, honing your craft. In fact, lately, I've been experimenting with something I like to call reverse whispering.
Think about it. Think about what you'd think about at the time.
Some people question my methods. They'll claim there's no good reason for a president to suddenly whisper in the middle of a speech.
A lot of attention today. Whispers from President Biden lighting up social media, where the hashtag Creepy Joe started gaining traction very quickly.
I don't understand why he keeps doing the creepy whisper thing.
What's with the creepy whispering all the time?
But when President Biden nails a whisper so unexpected, so borderline confusing, you wonder if you're hallucinating?
Guess what? It grows the economy.
Jonas will be joining me on the show. So
become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a wilderness guide and self-reliance expert who won season 6 of the History Channel show Alone. Please welcome Jordan Jonas. Thanks for coming to New York City.
Yeah, what an honor. Thanks for the invite. Now I'm in your world.
Yeah, you're in my world now. Yeah. We were trying to get a hold of you. You live in Montana.
Yeah.
The booking department was freaking out. You're going to make your flight. You weren't responding to anything. And then they told me you sent this text yesterday. I literally just galloped on a horse for the last 10 miles in the wilderness so I'd be able to catch my flight in the morning. Ha, ha, ha. So, this isn't like
here
a bullshit
are.
Act. You are a wilderness guy.
I was in the woods. Yeah, yeah. I was a fast horse, fortunately. So I made it out.
You won season 6 of History Channel's Alone. You spent 77 days alone in the Arctic. You killed a moose with a bow and arrow. Then a wolverine was trying to steal your moose meat, so you killed that. With a hatchet.
Dog eat dog world
yep,
out there.
You figured out a way to fish in the frozen tundra, which helped you win. Tell me about winning alone.
Oh, man, what a... I never pictured that as being a career opportunity. No, it was an incredible experience, man. Nothing like the pressure of getting dropped off on a helicopter and you don't get another meal until you catch it.
Right.
And like that indefinitely. But... you also get the pure joy that's almost hard to replicate of every time you catch a fish or a rabbit or whatever it is. It's pure joy, and like that all the way up until the end, which, yeah.
I mean, I think it's sometimes we get so jaded watching reality TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you're alone.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's giving you granola bars and saying, like, here's a salmon filet. I mean, it's really a survival show.
It is. It's cool. Yeah. It's like so, it feels so similar to what all of our ancestors used to go through, you know, and on a daily basis, just trying to survive, trying to make your way forward. And all of our dopamine, serotonin, all that is lined up with that experience, you know, kind of the modern life's a bit of a hack. But when you're out, you know, now our serotonin is released through
light. I do my hunting online. When you're dropped off in that situation, are you thinking, I need big game like a moose? I need reliable fishing. I mean, what's the strategy? Because you kill a moose, then you have to do something with the moose.
Right. Well, my initial thought, I mean, my main concern was food. Like, I thought, I'm a skinny guy. I'm going to starve out here.
Yeah.
So I was all focused on food. I thought I'm going to catch a bunch of fish, make a pile of fish, and bait a bear in and hunt that.
Right.
But I didn't catch many fish to begin with, and no bear, so I got an opportunity at a moose and just rolled from there.
Amazing.
Man. Yeah.
Tell me about where some of this skill set came from.
Yeah.
Because this story fascinates me, and it seems to have really affected your view on the world and affected who you are.
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, I went over to Russia and spent a bunch of time living with nomadic reindeer herders.
Sure. That's the guy you do.
You know. Next question.
Yeah. You do that in your 20s.
As you do.
Yeah.
No, but it was a fascinating experience. I didn't even know people really still live like that until I basically dropped off at the teepee. But they're nomadic, live in the wilderness year-round, follow the herds through the woods, and I learned a ton from them, and they all, of course, became good friends, and I spent a lot of years living with them, so.
You know, I should be honest with our audience. Jordan and I have met before, and I took one of your wilderness expeditions.
Awesome.
My wife and I started to watch alone during COVID, as a lot of people did, and we're just blown away at the show. And also you, because you had all this amazing skill set. You could feed yourself, you could survive, but then there also seemed to be a connection and humility with nature that was really beautiful. And now I know that's all bullshit. But,
TV's
so
amazing.
My wife buys me for my birthday this wilderness survival expedition with Jordan. Honestly, after the COVID, I think she was just trying to kill me. And this is me on the right, and this is, I can't even explain to you everything about this, but I flew to Missoula, Montana. I drove 4.5 hours. Then I got on a horseback for 8 hours with you and 9 other people whose partners were trying to kill them.
Yeah.
We were at 13,000 feet, maybe, in the Bitterroot Mountains.
10,000.
10,000 feet. Let me exaggerate a little bit.
Yeah,
and you really taught us some things in a really gentle, kind way. There's a picture of you teaching us how to trap some small animals. What is this trapping device?
Talk to these
big city folk about this.
You guys all know about this. That's like basically a mouse or a rat trap. It's called a Paiute deadfall, but that's one of the...
Yeah.
If you don't trap the mice that are harassing you at night, you'll have a miserable survival experience.
I thought that would be particularly helpful for so many New Yorkers.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. That's an excellent trap to learn.
You were so kind to me. We were walking on the mountain. We see this lake, and I don't know if you didn't have an itinerary or if out in the wilderness you don't have an itinerary.
No schedule. No
yeah, so you go, do you guys want to walk down to that lake? And we're like, yeah, of course. It took all day. It's exhausting. And we get down to the lake, and we start fishing, but we just had a little bit of fishing line. I remember you handed me this casting reel. I had a hook. I threw the casting reel in the lake. I was holding onto my hook, but it was not natural for me. Is it important for you to introduce people to nature in this way?
I mean,
you could have easily been like, Jesus Christ, you threw the wrong thing into the lake.
No, I actually love it, man. I feel like it's so important for people, especially in the modern world, to be able to escape. And I love, you know, it's awesome to be able to empower people to go out there and experience what nature does have to offer.
Who did that for you? Where did you learn?
Well, I kind of grew up on a farm in Idaho, and that helped. But I really learned a lot living with the natives, I'd say. You know, that's kind of what set my knowledge base apart.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So then Jordan just grabs, like, some fishing a stick and some fishing line, and he just gets, like, 11 fish. Here's a picture of that. That's where we camped that night. And then he didn't just cook them, like, rudimentary style. He did a nice little smoke. Here's the fire with the fish on it. He's, you know, tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, alder. You know, so up in the northern regions, alder's a great smoking wood. So I like to lay those green alder sticks down on top of the coals, put your fish on top of that. Delicious.
It was excellent. Tell me about, let's say, hunting. People can have a reaction to hunting, big game hunting. It's easy for me to see pictures online and see this thing and go, I don't like this, you're killing an animal.
Right.
I also feel like you care a lot about nature and conservation.
Yeah.
How can those two be connected? Tell me
that's actually a really fascinating question. I think we are, no matter what we think, we're a part of nature.
Yeah.
And in my experience, people who hunt, who rely on nature to, you know, feed themselves or families, there's few people that are more in tune with the health of a particular ecosystem because you rely on it. So though you do take individual animals at times, you know, according to all the laws and all that, you're also really, you know, wishing the best for the species and working to, you know, provide that via conservation, which is, you know, as when you're hunting, you're paying money into the system. They put that money back into the science and the habitat protection that protects animals. So interestingly enough, the good news is we've done a great job of conservation and have brought, you know, whitetail and elk and all these animals that from the brink of extinction to, you know, thriving numbers through ethical hunting, you know.
Yeah.
It's I can understand the kind of
the knee jerk.
Yeah.
You see these pictures but I think one thing that really was beneficial for me, I'm not a hunter, but I definitely fished and killed a grouse that week because I was starving.
Right.
And you said, we're only going to eat what we can procure for the next 36 hours. Well, guess what? Costa doesn't really procure much. But man, and this is silly. It's going to be silly to you.
No.
And maybe silly to everybody else. But when I took this little grouse's life, it really meant something. And it was sad to me.
Yeah.
But we then cleaned it. We cooked it that night. It was my dinner. And I just thought on the flight home, I made a lot of notes. I had so much I had to be thankful for. I was like, I'd never been that close to my food before.
You appreciate it so
much. I go
much,
to the grocery store. I buy 4 pounds of whatever. Three of it goes in the trash. I mean, it's like, man, that was like such a different connection. And that's gone for the most part from us.
Valuable. Yeah, I know. I think we've all been disconnected. You were talking about packaging earlier. You know, everything just comes
in a package. That was Ronnie, the other guy. But
it's important to have that connection with our food. Otherwise, it just all happens on a farm or in a field somewhere, you can act like you're not a part of the system, but we are. So we should do our job well.
Yeah, I bought your axe.
Ooh.
Okay, so
you got any potted plants?
People on the subway were looking at me weird, but. Tell me about this style of axe. You used a similar axe on a loan.
Yeah.
And tell me some of the characteristics of this axe. To me, an axe is for chopping wood you buy at the gas station when you're on vacation, but you actually used it as a survival tactic.
Yeah, so I'm a real connoisseur of a good axe. And after
Has anybody at the Daily Show ever had an axe out here before? Absolutely not.
So the features, I kind of combined all the things I like in an axe into one. It has it's the right length, the right weight and size.
Yeah.
It's got a single bevel edge, which if you'd like to pull that off.
I'll do this and I'll cut myself.
Yeah, careful, she's sharp.
They are sharp. So this is, here, I'll let you do it, dude. Why am I doing this?
So there you go. It's sharpened from one side so that you're left-handed,
That's
see.
That's right, yep.
So if I was left-handed, it's got that flat edge. I can carve and whittle like that really well. Chop trees down.
You use the axe for so much more than chopping trees down.
You do. You do a lot of carving and building things for yourself when you're out there. And so that's why I like that single bevel. It's got a slip-on tomahawk-style head, which is what the Evenki, the native folks, did in Russia. It just makes it easier to repair. You have a little wedge, and it's got kind of the Siberian design, which I like, wide cutting edge.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a sweet.
I feel like a poser that I have it, but.
Hey. Well, like I said, I don't see any plants.
Any potted
here,
plants
so
around here?
You must have been putting it to work.
You've come a long way to chat with me. I really appreciate it. Your Instagram is fascinating. There's so many great videos and pictures of you with your kids doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the goal there? I mean, if it's a kid, my kid, I tell him to do so. I take my kid to the tennis court, and she stands in the corner and kicks leaves. Are you worried your kids aren't going to love and appreciate nature?
No, that's a good question. I think they will, but I'm not. I don't want to force anything on them. They might come and live here, as far as I know. But I want them to have the. So it's a great place.
I love when New Yorkers hear from other people what they think about New York.
No, but I want them to have the ability to tap into nature, because in the modern world, with all the distractions and all the, you know, psychological issues, there's almost nothing like being able to get out in nature, disconnect, you know, and be, understand your thoughts and all that. And so I want to make sure they can always have the skills and ability to create that space for themselves. And so
I'm convinced, my daughter's 3.5, I'm convinced if we take a walk outside and I put my phone somewhere else, a lot of stuff gets solved. Just walking together outside, you know? And that's my little parenting hack. But is there a survival skill that you could recommend to everybody to learn, or is there a hack for connecting to nature if you live in a high rise in the Upper West Side of New York or Brooklyn, or you don't have a car, you can't get upstate?
Yeah.
You guys in Montana take all this shit for granted. I have one tree on my street.
Right.
And the way people drive, I think, sure, it's gonna come down someday. So. Right.
Well, I gotta say, I feel like there's a lot of value in setting aside a period of time, even if it's just yearly, you know, to go out in the woods and spend enough time to where you really, your phone is off and you really do have time to think your thoughts and to talk with the people that you're around. And I think even just doing that occasionally will recharge you enough to get back into the, you know, the chaos of the modern world with a little better, more level head and priorities in line.
What about a survival tactic? What's one little thing?
You do got to know how to build a fire.
Fire.
So I usually carry a lighter.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Let me, one of the things that I loved was when we got on the horseback, it was kind of raining, and you started grabbing things off of the tree, a little bark.
Yeah.
And you put it in your pocket. It's raining. Mm-hmm. Everything's wet.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in your pocket. And I go, what are you doing? You go, well, in 9 hours from now, when we need a fire at night, this will be dry. And I was like, you're thinking more further ahead about this than I do about my career, my family. Is that an important part of it? I mean, are you always, even on a loan, it seems like you're always thinking a few steps ahead. You have to be.
Yeah, you always try to plan ahead. Things never quite work out as you plan, but... I think so.
Okay, build a fire. So the key to building a fire is what?
Have dry tinder. So find some good dry stuff or take it with you. Cotton ball with Vaseline's good. And then I always have two ways of starting a fire. An easy one, like a lighter, and then the ferro rod, which you're a master of. And so, and that's like a fail-safe way of starting a fire. That way, no matter what happens, you're warm.
Yeah. Don't start fires in your apartments. Don't start fires through lithium batteries on scooters. That's New York's problem. But Jordan Jonas, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you making it the whole way. You're an honor to talk with you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jordan Jonas. For more information about Jordan and his wilderness expeditions, check out jordanjonas.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Is it easy?
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques. Whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products, Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That's our show for tonight. That's my time for the week. Thank you, Daily Show. Thank you, Comedy Central. I love working here. Tune in next week when your guest host will be Desus Nice.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.